Hello, everyone. I'm Savine Reddy. I'm a group program manager in Microsoft's big data team. And now I'm going to talk to you about how to use uSQL to scale out Python in Azure Data Lake Analytics. First, let's look at the platform. And there are a couple of layers we want to focus on. At the very bottom, there's a layer that focuses on high-performance compute and the ability to give you compute resources very quickly. On top of that, we have the uSQL layer. And that's the language, the compiler, the optimizer, and the runtime, all the core compute stuff. And on top of that, we have an extensibility layer. And uSQL is really kind of platform agnostic. The extensibility layer allows us to use other platforms. Now, of course, this being Microsoft, we allow you by default to use the .NET platform. So if you're using any .NET language, C#, F#, even VB.NET, you can write that code and distribute that code via uSQL into a big data program. It's very easy. The integration is great. Even the debugging is quite great. We've also, because we know many of you like R and Python, we've integrated the ability to run R and Python code in a massively parallel way in a uSQL program, okay? So you'll write some Python code, you can embed it in the uSQL, and it will be distributed out to thousands of nodes if needed. And then, of course, it's an extensibility layer. So you can use any platform. So some people, for example, we even have an example of using Java or JVM code running inside a uSQL program, okay? Now, before I show some code and do a demo, I just want to make sure we're understanding how the Python part and the R part works. And they're really intended to work in a scenario called massively parallel processing, okay? Where you partition a large input data set into smaller data sets or smaller row sets, and then Python or R code or run on those data sets. So what happens is that you'll take an input row set, you will partition it on a key, and you'll perform a reduce operation on it. That reduce operation doesn't reduce the amount of data, it just does the partitioning on the key, so that row set will flow into smaller row sets, smaller partitions. That will become, in the Python case, an actual pandas data frame. So Python code will receive those partitions in the form of data frames. You'll create a new data frame as output. That data frame will then be converted back to a uSQL row set, and all the type conversion will happen automatically. And then you can output that data set. And now, take a look at this sample script. It's very simple, as you can see. At the very top, we just bring in the Python support by using the reference assembly command. In this case, you can then see in the middle of the script, we have some embedded Python code. We could have put the Python code in a separate .py file if we wanted to. Then we create some input, just some small set of rows. And then we use the reduce statement to partition it, the data set. And then we use the built-in Python reducer to send that small snippet of Python code to each partition. Then finally, we have the output of the reduce on operation, and then we write that out to Data Lake Store. Now that I've showed you this script, let's see what this looks like inside the product in the demo. So what you're looking at here is the Azure portal, and under the All Resources in my subscription called ADL Training MS, I have a resource called Savinar Demo ADLA. It's a Data Lake Analytics resource. I'll click on it. And I already submitted a job, so we'll just find one of the existing jobs I ran. So I click on View All Jobs, and here it is. It's the last job that ran. And you can see it ran successfully. It didn't run very long. There was only two rows of input. Let's take a look again at what the script was. I go to Duplicate Script just to view the script. And the first line brings in the Python support with reference assembly xpython. I declare a string variable called myscript, which holds the Python code. Notice there is a function here called uSQL underscore main. That's the core method that will be called. What it's doing is it's taking the input column amount, creating a new column from that called amount 10. It's going to multiply it by 10, obviously. And I'm going to remove the original column called amount, and I'm going to return that data frame. So then I define the input, which in this case I'm defining in the script. It's very small input. It's basically a customer name and an amount. In this case, Contoso and $1,500 and Woodgrove $2,700. And that's the input row set called at A. and I'm going to define the row set called at B. And pay special attention here. What I'm saying is take the input row set A, reduce, or in this, and think of this as not a reduction in rows, but as a partitioning, reduce on the column called customer. So all the customers of Contoso will be in one partition. All the customers of Woodgrove will be in another one. These are, of course, again, very small partitions. And I'm saying this operation will produce a new row set where the schema is customer string and amount 10 and a double. And how I'm going to perform this reduce operation is use the built-in extension.python.reducer, which is part of the XPython package that we included earlier. And I'm passing it in my script, at my script, which I had earlier in the script. And finally, at B, the result row set, I'm going to write it out to a file called python underscore output.csv using the outputters.csv outputter, and I'll make sure the headers are on so we can easily understand the script. Okay, so that was the script. I'll close it. And let's take a look at the output. Now remember, it was 1500 and 2700. Let's take a look at the python output.csv. And once this loads, you can see customer and amount 10. And instead of 1500, it's 15,000. Instead of 2700, it's 27,000. And this was done by running Python code in the middle of my uSQL script. And one final note, just take a look at this job graph. I know it's very simple, but it just has one really stage, which is SV1 extract. And if we zoom in, we'll even show you, we have a little icon here, a little PY icon, just to help you realize that Python code was run in the middle of this uSQL big data program. So you see, using Python code inside of Azure Data Lake Analytics with uSQL is very easy. You now can do some fun, creative things. And if you want to learn more about uSQL or how you can use Python within uSQL, go to uSQL.io.